Welcome to the Ukulele Go podcast. Featuring topics from the ukulelego.com website. Today I'm going to talk about playing hundreds of songs on your ukulele with just four chords. It still kind of amazes me to this day that you can play hundreds, if not thousands, of songs using just four chords on your ukulele. But you can, and let's talk about why it works and what you can play. So I guess the first thing that you want to know is what those chords actually are. I'm going to talk about the relationship between those chords before I tell you what the exact chords are. And the relationship between those chords is 1-5-6-4. That might not mean a lot to you if you're used to chord names, but that's fine. We'll go into that shortly and explain what I'm talking about there. But in the key of C, that would give us these four chords. C, G, A minor, and F. If you try playing around with those chords a little bit, if you just play with them for a few times and just change things up, you'll probably start to hear songs that you know. So I'll just run through those chords, just putting them together. So even if you play in a different order, a different strumming pattern, you'll find that you start to hear things that you know. One of the best demonstrations of this is the YouTube video Four Chords by Axis of Awesome. If you haven't seen it already, just jump onto YouTube at some point and type in Four Chords Axis of Awesome and watch that video. And what you'll find is a big medley of songs put together by, I think, three musicians called Axis of Awesome. And they play through, I think it's 27 songs in their video using just four chords. I won't list every single song out, but I'll do a few of them now. I'm Yours by Jason Mraz, Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John, Paparazzi by Lady Gaga, With or Without You by U2, Two Become One by The Spice Girls, Africa by Toto, Beautiful by Akon, Poker Face by Lady Gaga, the list goes on and on and on. That may only be 47 songs that Axis of Awesome play in that video, but they couldn't go on for too long, otherwise the video would have gone on for hours. The point is, a lot of modern music and a lot of modern songs use those same chords, and you'll find some if you're playing around with those chords. So why do so many songs use those same chords? Well, technically they don't. Technically all of the songs in the Axis of Awesome video and the ones that I've just listed don't use the same chords, they use the same relationship between chords. So earlier on I was talking about the relationship between the chords. A lot of those songs will be in a different key, and that'll mean that they're not in the key of C, some might be in the key of G, key of D, and so on. What Axis of Awesome did is they transposed all of those songs, so they were all in the same key, so they were all in the key of C. I actually don't think Axis of Awesome play in the key of C, but it doesn't matter. And because the relationship between the chords is the same, it doesn't matter what key you play them in, it will always sound the same. Why it works is, ultimately, that combination of chords, they just work really well together. There's something that's really pleasing to our ears about those chords, and it keeps musicians coming back and using them time and again. One of the things that really amazes me about this is that the songs can sound so different despite using the same chords. That's musicianship for you. It's also a combination of chords that crosses genres too. It doesn't particularly stick to a single genre. You'll find all different kinds of genres of music use those four chords, or those relationship four chords. One of the things that everyone wants to know when they listen to the Axis of Awesome video is, what's the strumming pattern? And the Axis of Awesome video is played on a piano, so for the large part there's no strumming pattern that you can follow, but there's a brilliant TED talk by a chap called Josh Kaufman. What he's talking about is the first 20 hours and how to learn anything. And the culmination of Josh's talk, which is well worth a watch if you're interested in learning anything, is Josh says he has literally just finished 20 hours of learning ukulele as he's going through his presentation. And he gets his uke out and he plays through. And he does a whole bunch of songs, different ones does Josh. The strumming pattern that Josh uses, he uses the good old-fashioned down, down, up, up, down, up. Now, if you've been playing ukulele a while, you'll know that one. Using a C chord, that will sound like this. That's probably going to be one of the most used strumming patterns that you ever play with a ukulele. It just happens to be a very common pattern that works well with a lot of songs. That said, use it as a guide. If you're trying to play a big medley of songs, if you're trying to get through 47 songs like Axis of Awesome did, you probably don't want to use the same strumming pattern all the time. It's going to get very boring very quickly. So I'd experiment with missing some strums out, building your own patterns and things like that. If you want a little bit of strumming pattern inspiration, there's a page on my website called 32 Ukulele Strumming Patterns where I play through and I give a PDF out with all the strumming patterns on that I play. So I mentioned that it was a relationship of chords, and I've only told you about those chords in the key of C. If we were to transpose that into a different key, let's say the key of G for instance, I'll just play those four chords in G, and they are G, D, E minor, and C. G, D, E minor, C. I can actually hear, as I'm playing that, I can hear No Woman, No Cry. I don't know if you can, but it's kind of coming out. And hopefully that will heavily increase your song repertoire. Thanks for listening.